do in the laws of Shema, chapter Samach Gimel, that is 63, chapter 63, Simon Samach Gimel, and the heading is Leishev Bishas Kriyas Shema Vishalo Yishon Uva Yutzifim. One needs to sit, or it doesn't say one needs to, it says sitting, whether you need to or not, but it doesn't say you need to, because we actually don't, but we'll see. Sitting during the Shema, and not to sleep. It has 10 subsections. Subsection 1. Kol Odom Koyrim Kriya Shema Kidarkum. All people read the Shema in their usual way. What does it mean, the usual way? Meaning, whichever way they are. Bein Oimdim, whether they're standing. Bein Yoishvim, whether they're sitting. Bein Shoichvim, whether they're laying down. As we learned this in the Mishnah in Brachos. Bein Mahalchim, whether they're walking. Bein Rechvin Al Gabe Behema, whether they're riding on top of the animal. They can still do the Shema. You can do the Shema. Because the verse states, Uva Lechtecha Vaderech, while you're walking on the road. So you can say it. You don't have to be. You're not standing, you're not sitting, you're just going on the road. So that my every situation is okay. Imkein Lama Nemar B'Shal Bukhav Kumecha. He's quoting here the Mishnah in the Brachos, the first chapter that we learned. So why does the Torah then say when you lay down and when you get up? So it would seem like that you're lying down and you're getting up. So he says, Bizman, it's actually quoting it. Bizman Shebnei Odom Shoichvim. Ubizman shebnei adam imdim. At the time that people, it's at the time that people lie down, and at the time that people get up. We're not talking about this, the position you should be when you're doing it, but we're talking about the time when you read it. You read it at the time when you lay down. That's the determination, you know, from Tzeisek HaChavim, as we learned in the Mishnah, and the Alter Rebbe will say. And when the Shacharis, as we learned earlier, what time, we actually learned earlier, what time is the time for the morning Kriya Shema, what time is the time for the evening Shema. So although we said that any position is okay, U'mekol mekoyim peragdon, in a way a peragdon, lying peragdon isn't appropriate. What is peragdon? He explains. The Hainu shehu mutal Uponov toiches bekarka, oy mushlach al gabov uponov lemailo. Either way, pragdan means either that you are lying and your face is stuck in the ground, spread on the ground, or you are lying on your back and your face is on the top. Either that, and even if it's in a situation where there is no prohibition in lying like that, because sometimes there can be a prohibition, because this might cause the person to get hard, things you're not supposed to, halachically anyways, you know. So is kigoin shamuta al tzidoy ma'at. So that he, as for example, that he's laying on his side a little bit. So he's on his back, but tilted a little this way or that way. So it's in a way where there is no prohibition. Asur likrois kriyas shema. One is prohibited to reading the Shema. But you can't read the Shema lying with your on your back or lying on your stomach with your face down. You can't do that. You must be totally on your sideways. When we talk about lying, you must be lying. Why? Because that way you would be accepting the heavenly kingdom in a way of dominance and arrogance. Lying like that is considered arrogance. Lying like that. You got to accept it in a subdued, lying sideways is considered a subdued way. Elimkin hoya ba'albosar harbe, he says, unless you are so heavy that deina yochel lishabech al tzidei, you can't turn on the sides, you can't turn over.
The Mishnah didn't say that. When we
the Mishnah said, no. The Mishnah said that, that's later on. That's not the Mishnah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's why we have the Shulchan Aruch, more than the Mishnah.
Mishnah, okay.
Oy shehu chayla, or he's sick. That's a different story, but Otherwise, you shouldn't know. The yesh emrim. And the other people say, Shafilu lishkev al tzidei, that even lying on his side, lo yitiru likrois kach, they didn't allow to read so. Even though we said that you can see lying down, okay, and now you define lying down, it doesn't mean on your back, it doesn't mean on your stomach, it means sideways. But some people say, no, even that is not allowed. You can't even do it as you like. Well, how could you say it's not allowed? We just learned in the Mishnah, we just quoted you are allowed. He says like this. He says, lo yitiru likras kach, they did not allow you to read so, elo kishesheichev orum tachas sadinei. It's only in a situation that you are lying naked under your sheet. So in order for you to get up, what would you have to do? Then they didn't trouble you to get out of bed, to dress your garments, because you can't read the Shema while you're naked, so you can't get out like that from bed. So you'd have to put on all your clothes. So he's talking about the person is sleeping in bed. Time, oh, get up, you gotta get up, you gotta read the Shema. He's not ready, he wants to continue sleeping. So instead of making the guy get out of bed, or the person to get out of bed, to go get dressed, and get up, they say, okay, you know what, you can read it like that while you're laying under the blankets.
And lay on your side.
Lay on your side. And that keeps good. But if you have your clothes on, or you have your pajamas, you don't have to go ahead and dress yourself, no, don't read like that. Because not for the reason that you can't read, for the reason would be, it's not respectful sort of to accept the heavenly yoke while you're lying down. You know, it doesn't fit with what you're trying to do. But he says, "Va'ikar kisvara rishayim." The main ruling is like the first opinion, that you can read it in any way. It doesn't matter, you have your clothes on or not, you can do it while you're lying down. Okay, let's do one more sif. Subsection 2, sif beis. Misha roitza lahachmir lamit kshu yeshiv. One who wants to be stringent upon himself, he wants to stand up. He was sitting, but he wants to, out of respect for the Shema, he wants to get up. And to read it while standing. Nikra avaryan. He would be called a person who is a transgressor. He's transgressing. Why? Because he is violating the words of the sages. But you say, why? You're allowed to stand. The Chacham let you stand. Although the sages also allowed a person to read while he is standing. Nevertheless, Kivon shali fi divreihem. Ein maila klal b'mumet m'b'yoshev. Since that, according to the words of the sages, there is no advantage at all standing over sitting. They say that this, that the Torah says, when you get up, ein akosuv medaber klal b'amida. This verse isn't dealing at all about standing. Ela bizman kima. It's only talking about the time of getting up, not about standing. And you are stringent to stand up, then it appears you don't care about their words and in their interpretation in the verse, because you're standing, so you're almost, it's sort of a defiance, it's sort of a disrespect to the rabbis who said that you can sit, because it has nothing to do. Ufkumecha doesn't mean standing. V'chayiv misa. And then you would be chayiv death. That's the story that we have in the Mishnah about this rabbi, Rabbi Tarfon, who got up and the sages told him, you would be worthy of death because you transgressed the words of the Chachamim. Even though because you wanted to do like Bishamai, and therefore because you are showing that you are suspecting Shosham's opinion against Bisillo, that would make you an Avarian. He says, "Ve'enei doime klal l'chshar chumres sh'onu machmirim me'ezetam b'meshek Hekilu Chachamim. This is not compared at all to other stringencies that we are stringent for whatever reason, even the sages are lenient. So why don't we say this rule? Why should we say never do a stringency more than the sages required? Because that would be a disrespect to the sages. Because if you're going to conduct yourself something more stringent, you're sort of disagreeing with the sages who said that you don't have to be sinner. He says, no, that's not the same. Sha'af chachamim hayu moedim sheyesh maile b'chumra me'oisetam. Because the sages would also agree that there is an advantage in this stringency for the same reason that you're doing it. The sages are not disagreeing with it. It's only Ella Shaleirot Sulahmir. Over there, they did not want to be stringent. But it's not that they don't agree that that is a stringency. But what it is they don't want to be stringent in that case for their reasoning. But since they agree that there is a stringency, and you want to take it, that's fine. But you cannot do a stringency which goes against an interpretation of the Chachamim. The Chachamim don't agree that there would be any stringency in standing for Shema. There's no stringency because it's a misinterpretation of the Pasuk. And for you to go and do that would be a disrespect, and then you're called an Avarian and you're Chayiv Misa for that. But if you want to be stringent, even though the Chachamim said that you can be lenient, but you want to be stringent, and the Chachamim would say also, well, that's a good stringency, but we don't want to be Machmer, then you are allowed to be Machmer. Okay.